This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Before we get to Moment of the Day, you brought up earlier how you got confused. A friend reached out to you about how the Pope wasn't doing well.
Yes.
And you thought it was Francesa.
Right.
Gio, do you remember the day that this current Pope was announced and Mike the air?
Yeah, it was... classic, wasn't okay. It?
So I pulled a bunch of clips. We're not going to have time for all of them because this went on when he first got wind.
He's like, we got a Pope or something like that.
And he thought the announcement was going to be in a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
Ended up being well over an hour later, and he just kept talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. So let me see here if I play this first.
There will be an announcement in the next couple of minutes or so as to who the Pope will be. Okay. And then we got to find out what his name will be, what name he will take, and away we go. So the bells ringing in the St. Peter's Basilica as we have named a pope. that will be it. Would it be an American pope? That would be a long, long, long shot. The Canadian was considered to have a good chance. A couple of the Cardinals from the third world were considered to have a couple of a big chance. I know a lot of people like the Philippine Pope, but they say he's too young. He's 55. He'd be a pope for a very long time, probably. You know, that's what they worry. A lot of the older popes don't like to have a pope very young who's going to be a pope for many, many years. They like that, you know. That's why they sometimes take age into consideration.
All right, and this went on. He went to the calls at one point. Like, I don't have time for all of it.
They considered a third world pope.
Flash forward to when they finally. But and the best part is he's in the studio watching the TV coverage, no sound.
Yeah.
So he's relying on Monzo, and I'm not sure at the time. It's just March of 2013.
Yeah.
I don't even know who was in there with Mons, but they're trying to feed him information, and I'm sure they have no idea what's going on. So they did finally make the announcement.
So Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio, he's the new pope. The cardinal from Argentina. Okay, so the cardinal from Argentina, 76-year-old pope. So they went for an older pope.
All right, and then here's the last part before we move on.
Basically, the cardinal from Argentina. There might be two. I don't even know if there are two from Argentina. But the cardinal from Argentina, the 76-year-old cardinal from Argentina, is the new pope. So, I don't know how you say his name to be exact. So that is it. The Argentinian cardinal is the new pope. He is 76 years old.
Here we go.
So, let's see if I get a little bio on him as to what kind of pope we're talking about. As far as, you know, what they say about him. I don't even know. I have a short list here. I don't even know if he was on the short list. Let me see if he was. He was not even on the short list.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
I couldn't believe I hadn't saved that. So I had to find the date and go back in our archives to locate that.
Wow, that's impressive.
I mean, that was
classic. I don't even think I could add to that one. Like, normally I just add to, I can't even add to that one.
I swear that first part when he mentioned the Basilica, I thought it was you or Big Action Bill. Like, it legit, it sounded like a parody.
Okay. And then with my fear is, okay, so they went for an old Pope. Like, just like you would say, okay, so they went for a wide receiver.
Exactly.
All right, so the Giants draft in the second round a wide receiver. See if I can get a bio on him. It's 40 time. Yeah, but instead, it's like, they went for an old Pope. Check out his bio.
Wow.
So I know.
See what he thinks about gay marriage. And if we're going to do something with that, and where he stands on these things, you know, New Testament, Old Testament. And the we got a new Pope, Argentinian Pope. There could be two or three Argentinian cardinals, but there is just one Argentinian Pope. We're back.
And this is the same Pope that's sick right now.
Yeah, so I'm not making light of the fact that the Pope's doing well, but at the
time, was the fact that I was confused by my friend.
Right. Well, he was fascinated that day, obviously, when his shows went on for close to two hours.
I really hope that he does that again on a podcast or something.
The breakdown of the next Pope.
His Bette Rivers thing. Oh. I really hope that he does that.
Well, there'll be odds for
live.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, when they're announcing it.
All right, now, moment of the day. Not to be Mike heavy, but somehow Jerry either wasn't aware or had forgotten about the Jason Giambi fun that the callers would have with Mike, and that was a long-running thing. So Al was nice enough to pull up some of that on YouTube, and you guys played some of the hits throughout the course of this segment earlier this morning.
There's a couple free agents out there. Maybe, I mean, we have a couple extra bucks.
Now? You mean for this year?
Yeah, for this year.
Well, who was it you're talking about?
Well, I mean, we all know who's the biggest guy that's out there. It's Jason Giambi.
Jason Giambi? Oh, no, you think he was being an idiot? Or I mean, what was your first clue? Mike in Oceanside? What's up, Mike?
Maybe that was the first one.
Maybe.
The origin story.
I had no idea that was the thing with Mike.
I think the Rangers got to go out and get some goal scorers. They got to shake it up. I really think if they went out and got Jason Giambi, that would be a good move.
Okay, do you like? Let me ask something. You get a star for that? No one ever answers. No one ever answers. They never answer. I don't know why.
So stupid.
Oh my God.
Their secondary is what needs to step up in order for them to win. And I think I still see Seattle winning, but if Denver's secondary steps up, it's going to be because of the contribution of Jason Giambi. No question.
Bob and Gone City.
Oh my God.
I can't get it off. I really can't.
Well, Al came up with four of them in 2 minutes.
Holy cow.
It was a prolific run, man. There was a lot of them.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot of them. So, yeah.
Mike in Rockville Center. What's up, Mike?
And it just went on and on and on. So we had a lot of fun with Mike this morning.
That was good. Yeah. Good stuff, CeeLo.
Yeah. We held it together there.
Yes, well done. We certainly did. All right. We will see you soon.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.